as we all shift our clocks. I know a lot of them change automatically, but there are certainly ones we still have to manually change as we move them forward an hour. It's always a really good opportunity to double check your smoke alarms, double check those batteries. If you do have ones that have batteries, you can change out. More and more, we're seeing the 10-year sealed alarms, meaning you don't want to take the batteries out of those. You want to leave those in. If you take the battery out, it will deactivate the alarm. But it's still a good idea to test it, to press that button, make sure it's sounding. If you do have smoke alarms still that you can take the battery out of and it won't deactivate the alarm, go ahead and switch those out. Even if you don't think the battery's dead, it's much better to fix it on your own time or to change it out on your own time now than when they inevitably start chirping at 3 o'clock in the morning. It only seems to be in the early hours that they chirp. So maybe we'll save a little bit of frustration. Just go ahead, double check those batteries, double check your alarms. Smoke alarms are absolutely critical when it comes to survival and house fire. Research shows that in home fire deaths, 3 out of 5 home fire deaths, there was no working smoke alarm or no smoke alarm present. So we want to make sure that you have working smoke alarms in your residence. You want to have one on every floor, and you want to have it inside and outside of every sleeping area. So some of those can kind of double up duty, but we want to make sure we have those where people are going to be able to hear them and be alerted if there is a fire.
Well, and it's always, Kitty, it's heartbreaking when you do see fatal fires sometimes, and see that when the fire department has to report that there was no working smoke detector.
Absolutely. It's a position we don't ever want to be in. And it's a, because we know that if people could have been alerted, they could have gotten out. And once you get out, stay out. Don't go back in for any reason. It is much more helpful when we get there if someone is still stuck inside for you to tell us that from the outside than for you to try and go back in and rescue that person. And I understand as a parent, that's a really, really hard concept. But it's going to be much better for everyone involved if you can just tell us that there's someone still inside and we can go in and do what we are trained to do to affect those rescues. But smoke alarms are really critical for that early warning, especially the way this stuff in our houses are made these days. It's not like 50, 60, 70 years ago where everything was made out of true dimensional lumber and natural fibers and things took a little bit longer to burn. Now with synthetic fibers and synthetic materials, things are burning hotter and faster. So what a smoke alarm, 50, 60 years ago may have gotten you 10 or 15 minutes of warning, now you have about 2 minutes. So there's not a ton of time to act when you hear it sounding. And a lot of people, their first instinct is to go see what's going on. But when you've got a house full of smoke, the best thing you can do is get outside. Another really great thing to talk about this weekend with your household is what is your escape plan? Having working smoke alarms and a plan for how to get out are going to be some of the most effective things you can do to prevent yourself from getting injured or killed in a home fire. So talking with everyone who lives in the household, especially if you've re moved recently or if other people have moved in recently, talking about where your meeting spot would be, talking about how you would get out of different rooms so that you can get out safely, especially with as little time as, the burning of these synthetic materials offers these days.
As far as smoke detectors go, how many should I have in a house, and should they be placed in front of bedrooms, things like that?
Sure. So it really depends on the size of your house. Recommendations are you want one on every floor. So if you have a basement and 2 floors, you want to have at least one on every floor, and then inside and outside of every sleeping area. So if you have like a common hallway that all of the bedrooms in your house open to, if you have one in that hallway, that would kind of count as the outside of every sleeping area for that floor and would be one on that floor, and then you'd want to put one in every bedroom so that when you're sleeping with the door closed, as you should, you can still hear it in your room. So some of them can kind of, I guess, do sort of double duty, if that makes sense. They can count as the one on that floor and the one outside of the sleeping area. You want to make sure you're not putting them in the kitchen because there's a little bit of smoke that naturally comes from using your stove sometimes or your oven. And then it's going to go off every single time, and it's going to become a nuisance, and then we see people take them down. So you want to try and find a place that's maybe just around the corner or in a hallway or somewhere nearby on the same floor as that kitchen, but not actually in the kitchen.
The when you were talking about changing the batteries and a lot of smoke detectors now, you are the 10-year smoke detectors. This is a good reminder though, just to check your smoke detector and the age, because last fall I discovered that one of ours was coming up on 10 years, and so since I was thinking of it was the time change, and instead of changing the batteries, we just got a new smoke detector.
Absolutely. This is a great time to double check the age on your smoke alarms. You will, most of them, you do have to actually take it off the wall or off the ceiling to see when it was manufactured. It'll have a date on the back of it. So if it is 10 years old, it's time to start replacing those. It could still work, but the manufacturer cannot guarantee that it will still work. So it may work in a fire and it may not. And that's quite the gamble when we're talking about survivability rates. If your alarm was manufactured in 2016 or before 2016, now is the time to start replacing them. I've seen 30-year-old alarms that work. I've seen ones that after 8 years are really starting to not work. So it's definitely best to double check those and to make sure you replace them when they're 10 years old. It's hard to believe that 2016 is 10 years old now,
yes.
But here we are in 2026. Always best to just replace this.
Yeah, well, like you say, don't take a chance. And again, if anybody has any questions, and you'd contact the fire department, because you guys will answer questions and even come out and make recommendations for fire safety things.
Certainly, if anyone has any questions, we're happy to answer them. If they would like us to come out and do a home safety survey, that is also a possibility as well.